Corvius Military Housing is the borough's largest delinquent taxpayer. The private contractor runs about 900 housing units on Eielson Air Force Base. The company has not paid property taxes to the Fairbanks North Star Borough since 2014 and has racked up a $12 million debt to the borough. Wendy Dow of the borough's legal staff told the assembly the terms of the two-part agreement have Corvius paying a lump sum of only $7 million to the borough to settle taxes, penalties, and interest it owes for 2015, 16, 17, 18, and 2019. The second part of the agreement covers PILT, or payment in lieu of taxes, going forward.
The PILT amount was negotiated to start at $600,000 per year. That's the payment that Corvius will make starting for tax year 2020.
The agreement will settle a long-running legal dispute over whether the borough can tax the properties and how much they're worth. It actually started when a contract to build military housing at Eielson Air Force Base went out to bid in 2009, and a company called Corvius Air Force Living was selected by the federal government to build about 900 housing units for military families. But even before Corvius closed on the property, the company approached the borough to reduce the amount of property taxes. That's a standard at military bases. Negotiations went well into 2014 when the company filed a lawsuit to avoid paying property taxes. And in 2015, it appealed the borough assessor's valuations to the Alaska Superior Court. Borough Attorney Jill Dolan said the agreement would settle all the pending legal cases.
It will resolve all the court cases. We'll receive $7 million for the past tax liability, and then moving forward, we'll enter into the PILT agreement.
But Borough Assembly Member Aaron Lajewski thought the agreement lets Corvius compete unfairly against private landlords. He says it lets the company off the hook for millions of dollars in unpaid taxes, which would be about $1.8 million a year if assessed like other borough residences, not the negotiated $600,000 a year.
If a North Pole landlord comes to me and says, hey, why does this corporation on Eielson Air Force Base get a two-thirds tax discount and I'm renting to military personnel and I get none?
Assemblymember Marna Sanford and Mayor Bryce Ward told the assembly that negotiations were long and difficult and the borough has already spent a lot on legal cases.
I empathize that this is a hard pill to swallow, but I would just remind everyone gently that the litigation and the mediation that took place is such that this is a good deal.
I am very pleased that we're actually here having this conversation today because there has literally been dozens of roadblocks that have come up and made this a very difficult process.
The Assembly approved the agreement language by a vote of 7-2, with Frank Tomaszewski and Aaron Lajewski voting no. The agreement must still be approved by Corvius's management and will take effect this spring. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.